The Winter Paralympics are officially underway in Salt Lake City, a little less than 2 weeks after the end of the 2002 Olympic Games. The Paralympics feature more than 400 elite athletes with physical impairments. They'll compete in three sports: alpine skiing, Nordic skiing, and ice hockey. The hockey players are strapped into sleds in an adapted game, but the competitors say that they play as hard as able-bodied athletes and deserve equal respect. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
It's called sledge hockey because of the sled the players are strapped into, the sled Joe Howard sits in during a break in a U.S. team scrimmage.
It's like a luge-type sled. It's got two skate blades on the bottom. It's got a front contact point for balance. To propel ourselves, we have sticks with like figure skating picks on the ends, and the other end is the blade for shooting. That's to propel yourself and to shoot the puck.
The sleds are slower than legs on ice, but the game is just as rough.
Full pads, full equipment, full contact, full rules.
And maybe more dangerous, especially when players slam into the boards. That's because they're closer to the ice and hit the stiff wood at the bottom of the boards, not the flexible plexiglass higher up.
Able-body hockey is stand-up, and they make the glass so it gives a little when you get hit. These boards are like hitting a wall because they don't give at all. Usually your shoulder's what gives. A lot of injuries occur. It's usually shoulders.
Cuts are also common from those sharp picks on the ends of the sticks. Each player carries two sticks. That's 12 players with 24 sharp objects out on the ice, a dangerous combination, says Rich DeGlopper, manager of the U.S. sledge hockey team.
I mean, these things are very sharp, and, players during the course of a game accidentally get picked. So they have to make sure that they wear padding to protect that. They also wear throat guards so they don't get that in the neck, which could happen. Guys can get some pretty nasty cuts.
In this Team USA scrimmage, sticks fly at the puck as players converge. They're tightly strapped to their sleds, so they move like kayaks. Even the slightest shift in weight turns the sled. Lighter players with one or no legs are quicker, but bulkier players hit harder when checking. They're so close to the ice and rocketing pucks, they wear full face cages. Otherwise, the game and strategy are pretty much the same as stand-up hockey.
First guy in, four checks, hit that guy, pop the puck loose.
That works for Joe Howard, who holds the Paralympic record for most goals in a game, 6. But the team hasn't fared as well. The U.S. is ranked last in the world, but did win its first 2002 Paralympic game today. The players are out to prove they're as athletic as stand-up players.
It's really not to prove anything to anybody else but ourselves that we can still come out here and be competitive and play hard. We train just as hard, we work just as hard, we're a team, and if we don't work together, we're not going to be successful.
U.S. goalie Manny Guerra played stand-up hockey before polio put him in a sled. He still coaches the stand-up game, but when he's on the ice, he wants to be seen as a hockey player, not a disabled athlete.
I got asked a question the other day. It's like, you know, what people that come out and watch, how do you want them to come away from the game? And I just want them to come away, you know, not necessarily thinking about those obstacles we had to overcome, but more or less, you know, hey, this was a good game, a good close 3-2, what a save, you know, what a hit. And so that's really what it's about. It's true sport essence.
Guerra remembers the moment he first saw sledge hockey, realizing paralysis isn't necessarily a barrier to sport. That's precisely what college student Chris Boyd discovered when he saw Guerra play a few years ago. Boyd skipped work to watch this scrimmage from a wheelchair behind the boards.
I came here to watch these guys and to learn from these guys what I'm doing wrong.
These guys here are like role models to me because I look up to them because they're not like the ordinary hockey player. So I really look up to these guys.
Boyd competes on a local team but dreams of playing at the next Winter Paralympics in Italy in 2006. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.